And tonight, the full moon will be super. It will be the biggest, brightest, and closest supermoon of the year. It's also the closest supermoon since 1948. Joining us now is Kelly Beatty, senior editor at Sky and Telescope magazine. Hi, Kelly.
Hey, welcome.
Thank you for joining us. And what is a supermoon?
You know, you'd think that the moon orbits the Earth in a perfect circle, but it doesn't. Its orbit is a little lopsided. Sometimes it's about 5% closer, 5% farther away. And this is one of those times when the Earth and the sun combine together to draw the moon closer than usual. So it is, about 8% larger in the sky, about 16% greater in area. And it's just one of those things that happens in the clockwork of the solar system. It's going through what we call a really close perigee. And it also happens that the moon is full at this time. So it's special all around.
But why is this supermoon, because we understand it's one of three in a series. It's the second, I think, of three in a series. Why is it different from other supermoons?
Well, it's different. So the moon goes through perigee every month and comes, about 5% closer than average. But this happens to be, first of all, it's occurring at the same time as the full moon,
right.
So that makes it kind of special. And at this time of the year, you might not realize this, we are closer to the sun, about 2% more closer than on average.
Hmm.
And so because of that, the sun's gravity is greater. The Earth is drawing the moon together in a line. We're all kind of lined up at full moon. And it just happens to be nudging the moon a little bit closer than average.
Okay.
So when I looked at it last night, and that wasn't the peak here, but it looked pretty big to me. People like you, and I've seen others say this today, well, I can't really tell if it's that much bigger. So what's the deal?
Yeah. So I'm kind of in the business of looking up at the night sky and it was beautiful last night. And knowing that, I still couldn't convince myself that it was obviously bigger or brighter than usual. Now, we should point out that the actual time of this was this morning at 6:23 a.m. Eastern time, 3:23 a.m. Pacific. And that's kind of inconvenient for moon watching. So either last night or tonight, it'll look about the same.
Well, Kelly, you just put a big groove kill on this whole thing by saying that you couldn't see if it was bigger. To most of us, it's this enormous disk, this orange disk. And I can only imagine back in the day, people seeing this must have run for cover or begun praying.
I don't want to raise expectations that they're going to see something wildly out of the ordinary. And in fact, there's no historical reference to these exceptionally large full moons going back thousands of years. That said, Robin, I want to encourage everyone to go out and take a look at the full moon because it's just terrific to look at, as you point out. And, from Sky and Telescope's point of view, anytime we can get somebody out looking at the night sky, that's a good
especially
thing.
Especially during the rise.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the next supermoon is going to be?
2034.
Ah.
So this close. I mean, supermoons, this notion of supermoons, first of all, is something fairly recent. We don't use it at Sky and Telescope. In 1979, an astrologer came up with that term, and it's kind of stuck. But these close moons do happen. Again, it's part of the sort of clockwork of the solar system. And what's really interesting is that the tides, because it's closer, might be just a little bit higher than normal.
So you got to wait 18 years to do this again. So go out and look at it. Kelly Beatty, Sky and Telescope expert. Thanks, as always.
My pleasure. Clear skies.